Yeah, buddies, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation. Thanks so much to Frank Caliendo at the Addison Improv tomorrow. Go back and listen with the Odyssey app or Twitch, YouTube. It's time for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420. Here he is, Zach with an H, your Woolly Bully.
All right, what is the most embarrassing order at a restaurant as an adult? Something that you're just like, ooh, I feel a little bit weird ordering this. Whereas a kid, it's totally cool. But as an adult, I should probably have grown up.
I got the number one. That'd be a grilled cheese sandwich.
Ah, grilled cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, as a main, unless you're at a like one of these like Dallas grilled cheeses or something where you're obviously there.
And if they make gourmet ones. And
those, if you could put a protein in it, like if you're getting brisket grilled cheese, something like that, I think it's a different deal. But if you're an adult and your entree is bread and cheese.
Yeah.
You ever done the tuna grilled cheese?
Tuna grilled cheese, absolutely.
Essentially, tuna melt.
It's a tuna melt, right?
Tuna melt, yeah. I make those at home all the time. They're just freaking phenomenal.
This is going to be bad.
What's that, bro?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, no.
Me? Chicken strips.
Dude, how could you even say that?
I just said it. Chicken strips. I think that is a kid's meal.
What about you go to Cheddar's and you get the chicken tender platter?
You could be better than that. You could be better as an adult. You could figure out better ways to have breaded chicken other than chicken tenders.
Chicken fried steak.
Sometimes it's a crap menu and you just know I need something that's hard to mess up.
I would not. So you go chicken strips. I would not. I would search other items on a menu. Then order chicken strips. I'm just sorry.
I would too, but sometimes I got to come back to it. The tried and true staple of mine, Brian. I'm offended.
You're offended?
And you're right. It didn't go over well.
I mean, there are some places that do them. Like, I do love the Honey Chipotle Crispers at Chili's.
Okay. But I guess it's more adult because it's a crisper and not a tender.
Maybe. Just because it's got a different name. But I think anything that's on the kids' menu, Brian, like, you've got a point. And chicken tendies are.
Chicken tendies are on every kids meal in a restaurant. Every one of them. That mac and cheese, like there's always something, you know, but chicken tenders is always on a kid's meal.
Okay, so I'm at the fast food drive thru and I order chicken nuggets. What does Brada say to that?
The nuggets I'm okay with, the tenders I'm not.
Ooh, I think nuggies are more kid than the tendies.
I agree.
Personally.
There are some places that make tenders that are so phenomenal, though. You do have to make room for them, right? Like a perfectly beer-battered chicken tender, the staple frozen one.
You know
one.
What? The thing at Chick-fil-A, because you used to do that big platter with the little the nuggets.
Yeah.
To me, with the dipping sauce and all that, that's just a little quick thing. But if you're ordering chicken tenders as a meal, you're ordering off the kids' menu.
Do you have different standards for sit-down restaurant compared to fast food?
No, at any level.
All right.
I like that. The consistency, and this has become a polarizing topic because the text is fighting over this. Some are very offended. Some agree with you 100%. But now the question is, like, what about a restaurant? Cane's. They specialize just in the chicken tenders.
Kids-only restaurant, right?
I don't eat at Cane's.
Okay.
So you don't eat chicken strips at all.
And Cane's is a Baton Rouge place.
Yeah.
Cane's,
wow. Yeah.
That guy has given a lot of money to my school.
Sure, that changes the position quite a bit. I can see being against chicken strips at a fine dining restaurant, but if you're just anti-chicken strip,
Brian. not anti. I just don't. If you're at a restaurant and you're at a table with adults and you order chicken strips, you just, in my eyes, ordered off the kids' meal.
Sure.
The kids' menu.
Which also has the grilled cheese sandwich and corn dogs. That's your top three, Woolchuck.
Yeah, corn dogs and grilled cheese.
Oh, okay. But time and place, though, right? You're at the fair, you're at the ballpark or something.
Yeah, have some in my freezer at home. Okay. Love popping them in the air fryer.
We're determined that something that we order that's embarrassing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think Dawson hit it with the corn dog, too. Yeah. I think if you sat down at a restaurant and ordered the corn dog, you're looking at. If you order just straight mac and cheese.
Yes, if that's your entree.
If that's like, oh, I'll just have some mac and cheese.
Hakey.
That was an impressive order.
He's also a chicken strip guy.
I was getting the side eyes with my giant cheeseburger, understandably. But then the bacon mac and cheese comes out as the entree for old Hagee. No one bats an eye. All good there.
I know Hagee is going to order chicken strips. Yeah.
I did get the chicken strips in that setting, actually.
You did, yeah.
Because you couldn't find anything on the menu you liked, right?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. The other question that I have is, chocolate syrup a condiment?
Oh, this was hotly debated.
This was a debate during crosstalk, and I do believe chocolate syrup would be a condiment.
At a nice boozy brunch, for sure.
Yeah, because it's kind of like crepes, an add-on, right?
Yeah.
Now, Bobby had a pushback because I said, like, what's really the difference between a topping and a condiment? And he's like, well, what about pizza? Toppings are, I mean, those are, we're talking about meats and vegetables. They're not even the same realm as a condiment, right? It's a completely separate thing. But if I'm adding, like, mustard
or ketchup
to my
burger. Would you say pizza sauce is a condiment?
Yeah, like marinara is used as a dipping sauce. So, yeah, technically it is a condiment.
Yeah.
It is. So yeah. I would go chocolate syrup is a condiment.
I think I would as
I'd
well.
I'd lean that
yeah.
way.
Yeah, it's a dessert condiment.
Yeah.
That's 100% what it is.
Yeah, you can include caramel.
What was, what was the argument against it? Like, what if it's not a condiment, what is it?
He thinks it's like a topping.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think there's a versatility to
I kind of think of condiments as something like mustard, ketchup.
Mayo. Relish.
Toppings is what you call condiments until you realize that condiments are a word, like 10th grade.
Like a topping is actually like a pizza topping, which again, meats,
pepperoni,
and vegetables, you know,
a cherry.
100%.
Where are we at on quesadillas?
That's kind of a kid's plate.
You think that's a kid's thing, too?
I could sense that Broadus would have some.
Probably.
He would turn up his nose to the adult.
Not
really.
Turning it up. That's a kid's plate. That's two flour tortillas and cheese.
No, what if we got kids chicken plate. In there? What
I
if
think
we got...
knocked out the top four, though.
Yeah, but well, you're on the mention.
Oh, yeah, quesadilla. Yeah.
She's getting a plain cheese pizza. That's you're looking at.
Number five.
That should be number one, dude.
That's very childlike.
That is embarrassing.
Number 10 is chocolate milk, which a lot of people texted in.
Yeah. See, to me...
But I've been with adults who order chocolate milk because it's delicious.
If you're at an IHOP, IHOP used to be so impressive with their chocolate milk. I think they've changed it. I might be wrong on that. You're at a IHOP, you're at a Denny's, you're at a Waffle House, you get chocolate milk, nobody should bat an eye.
No.
It's amazing.
Did you draw your colors and little... crayon thing you got there.
He doodles during the show. I mean, that's like an everyday occurrence.
Jerry Jones doodles.
He's
a
doodler.
Too.
Yeah, I am a doodler.
But that's. Did you enjoy your little with your chocolate milk and your colors?
If they'll bring it out to me, absolutely.
You drink it out of a straw?
I like to mouth to glass.
Did you have something to add, Ross?
Yeah, I was just going to say, if I'm like out to dinner with someone and they order chocolate milk, I'm going to say, what time is your mom coming picking up you up? Because clearly you're not old enough to drive if you're ordering that.
For dinner, I think it's a time and place thing.
Ross just dunked on
he, you. Did, no, he place, said breakfast. Ross. He did say breakfast.
Yeah, and then that's one thing. But amazing. Like dinner? Yeah, no.
Yeah, I would probably look at you.
Well, like, what's it pair well with at dinner?
I'm looking at somebody weirder if they're drinking regular milk at dinner.
I bet your mom did this on a Sunday evening because she probably made a lunch. But maybe, did you ever have breakfast for dinner on a Sunday night?
Well, my dad would do that.
There you go.
When my mom was out of town.
That's when it's appropriate. Breakfast for dinner.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah. All right, let's rip through this. Number 9 are the chicken nuggets or tenders. Mm-hmm. That did make the list.
Mm-hmm.
It did make it. Number 8, we've got the corn dog as the kids thing.
Okay.
7 is a Shirley Temple.
A lot of texts about the Shirley
Only
Temple.
Only kids, I guess, order the Shirley Temple, which I will say I can't push back on. I've never seen an adult order a Shirley Temple.
Never once have I seen an adult do that.
Never seen that.
My 3.5-year-old, by the way, dead ringer for Shirley Temple. And if you call her by her name right now, she will tell you my name is Shirley Temple. Okay.
Oh, that's really?
Adorable.
Yeah. I don't even know what Shirley, I've never even actually seen
she's
the
like
real
a,
Shirley.
She's like a kid star from the 50s,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Good Chip Lollipop.
Oh, did she play Annie?
Yeah. Well, there's back in the day.
Oh, she was the original Annie.
Yeah.
Gosh. Number 6 is the grilled cheese, Dawson.
I would rather that than cheese.
Or as I called it growing up, the cheese toastie.
Ooh, the cheese toastie. In South Africa, they call them toasties, too.
Yeah, right.
The cheese toasties.
Amazing.
Number 5 is just plain buttered noodles.
Yeah.
That's a very kid thing to do. I used to have that. And then as an adult, you realize, like, oh, there's Alfredo. There's marinara. There's... You know, four
cheese.
Yeah,
but who just serves buttered noodles?
Buttered noodles. The kids love that, man.
Yeah, the kids are.
The kids love the buttered noodles. But as an adult, maybe if you're a plain person, you like that. Number 4 is any large dessert with like sparklers or fanfare that comes with it. It's a bit kiddie.
Mm.
So we got texts that are like the Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity, like from Denny's, or like the smiley face pancake, the chocolate chip pancake.
Oh, yeah, the Mickey Mouse pancake.
That's very kiddie.
Obviously, yeah, it's for the kids.
Top 3, number 3 are fish sticks.
I'll fight you on that one.
Fish sticks, not a child thing?
I mean, no.
Where the chicken tenders are?
No, you could doll up fish sticks.
Oh, come on. What is the difference? One's just got fish, one's just got chicken.
Yeah,
I guess.
That's a weird one.
No, fish sticks are, no.
It's basically fish and chips.
It's fish and chips.
That's exactly
what
that is.
You're not ordering fish sticks at a restaurant.
Well, people say chicken tenders are fried chicken, and I think there's more creative ways of doing that.
Two is a well-done steak, which you got to grow out of. Don't do that.
It breaks my heart every time my wife orders a steak. Or has me cook her one. I'm like, I'm just...
My mother-in-law.
How do you get it to the right doneness? How do you determine that without burning it?
You basically want to burn.
Meat thermometer.
Yeah,
is that what you got? Do you use that?
I don't, actually. Okay. She's easy to please as long as it's not pink in there. She'll eat it.
You just wait until it has the feeling of a brick.
Once it's firm.
Do you feel like a bone yet?
Yeah.
But number one, the most embarrassing food item to order as an adult is the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I can see that. Unless it's a fried one with powdered sugar.
Okay. Now you're dolling like it up. Now he's dolling it up.
I watched a video.
Now you're not making it a kid's meal.
Like you're not going to go to a sandwich shop and order a PB&J.
Maybe a little honey on it.
But I saw a fried Uncrustable with powdered sugar video the other day.
Oh, they're delicious.
Oh, my goodness.
All of these foods I think are fantastic, and I'd still eat them to this day as an adult, except the plain buttered noodles. I'd probably spice it up a little bit.
If you're hungry enough, you'd eat the plain buttered noodles.
Yeah, I would. But I eat most things.
I think when I think of plain butter, I think of something Eric would just eat. Even though his mom makes the best Italian food.
No, I'm disrespected by that. That's a misevaluation by the scout.
I think Eric would sit down and just have plain butter noodles. Like he eats just ground beef straight.
At Olive Garden.
I think he would. He could put the butter noodles with the ground beef and make it even better. But no, we're going to have to eat them separately.
Not even plain.
Sounds delicious, actually.
There's a side.
I'll fight you for that accusation.
Butter noodles? Put some cinnamon and sugar on top of that. Maybe some whipped cream.
Cinnamon and sugar on top of the butter noodles.
Whoa,
cream.
What do you
Doesn't sound amazing?
That's, no. You sound like an elf. Yeah, dessert.
Exactly. That's weird. That's weed. What are you doing over there?
So we have the butter on it. We're halfway to dessert already. What? You know?
All right.
Okay, we got to run. MLB Top 100 Player Rankings. The most disrespected player in the big leagues happens to wear a Rangers uniform. We're back with that coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Rangers. 105 through the Fan.